An update on a story we've been telling you about here on WTOP for the past several hours. An escaped inmate in Howard County. What happened was an inmate was being transported from Jessup Correctional Institute to a doctor's appointment, and he escaped from the transport van. Well, a WBAL-TV crew that was setting up for a live interview last hour spotted the escapee in the background, and that has sparked a massive police response and hopes to end the manhunt.
Joining us live is the WBAL-TV reporter on the scene, Kate Amara. Hey, Kate, good to hear from you. Good to speak with you. Walk us through exactly what happened in the past hour when you were there on the scene.
Well, we have been here on scene since this morning, and there have been helicopters, multiple police response, canines, you know the drill. And then around 3:30, they all cleared out and it was silent. We did a 4 o'clock live shot in WBAL-TV. And then I was talking to my partner, photographer Mac Finney, and he saw the person who looked like this escaped inmate walk right by his vehicle. And he got out. And there's not a lot of people here. It's very industrial. So we've been looking for people to talk to about this. So we both kind of started to follow him. And Mac had a conversation with him. He said he looked him in the eye. He's certain it was this Randy James Morris. He asked his name. He said his name was Morris. And then Mac said, "Is it Randy?" He said, "It's James Morris." And to Mac, it was a confirmation, and he started to call 911, and that's when Morris started running away through this parking garage where we are. And then I hit record on my phone, and Mac was on the phone with 911, and I was kind of tracking him with my phone, and we watched him cross the train tracks, run through a neighborhood. And in about a minute, a lone police officer responded to the scene, and there was a combination of civilians who were there. There was a construction crew who was there, and that between those people and Mac on the phone with 911, they all kind of helped guide that officer in the right direction. And then more and more officers came, and now it's a full-on response once again. Helicopters are back up. And all these other civilians, it's really interesting, all these Good Samaritan kind of civilians you hear yelling in the distance, like, "Oh, he's over here, over here." So, I'm catching my breath and we're getting ready for our next live shot. But it's not every day that something like that happens when you're out in the field.
Kate, we only have a minute here, but to set the scene from earlier today, how Randy Morris escaped from this van, where exactly this happened.
Okay, this happened. People who listen to you while they're driving to work know where this is. It was on 32 East, where at Dorsey Run Road, and there was a prison transport van. He was going to a medical appointment, according to state police. They also say he was not in handcuffs or shackles, and he was one of five prisoners in the van. The van was stopped in traffic. It was about 8:30, and when it stopped, he somehow was able to unlock the back door, open it up, and take off, run off, in his orange jumpsuit, which he shed later and which was found by law enforcement who were searching for him. Police told us right now the number one priority is finding him and getting him in custody, and then they'll try and investigate exactly what happened.
What a story, Kate. Thanks for sharing and for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
WBAL-TV reporter Kate Amara there.